The Bureau for Economic Research released its retail trade survey for the second quarter. It found that all the subsectors that it covers show a good increase in confidence compared to the first quarter, and most certainly against the second quarter of 2020. The survey looks at the retail, wholesale and motor trade sectors. Well, to give us a sense of the operational environments of these sectors and whether sentiment can continue to hold, I'm joined on the line by Tepo Moloi. He's an economist at BER. Thank you so much, Tepo, for joining us. Now, you indicate that retailer confidence leapt to a six-year high of 54 points in the second quarter. That's up from 37 points in the first quarter. That's quite considerable. So what were some of the drivers that you saw there?
Indeed, a very good evening to your listeners, Nampumelelo.
Sure.
Indeed, a quite upbeat performance that we saw in the retail sector. And this is essentially retailers being optimistic about better trading conditions and higher profitability on the back of improved sales volumes. You'd recall that South Africa underwent a strict lockdown in the beginning of April last year, where we saw the goods such as clothing items, durable goods such as furniture and appliances, they were prohibited from being sold. So much of the results that we're seeing here are also on the back of a low base coming from 2020 Q2. But I think beyond these base effects, we are starting to see a bounce back in confidence level of high income earners. And that's fueled by a number of factors. So amongst this is the better than expected economic recovery that we're seeing both locally and globally.
Mm.
You've been having a stock market that has been trending up. Interest rates have been quite conducive, quite low, sustained at very low levels. And we had a relatively stronger rand exchange rate. And as well, given the fragile labor market at the peak of the pandemic, high-income earners were simply spending less on holidays abroad and on buying new vehicles. All of those savings are certainly benefiting the semi-durable goods guys and the durable goods retailers.
Makes sense. So your report also looks at the wholesale division, where you registered confidence up by 5 points from the first quarter to 63 points in the second. I suppose it's inevitable that if retail is doing well, then so too would wholesale be doing well as well. But it's not a jump that was in the order of what we saw for the retail confidence. So what are some of the dynamics that you saw playing out there?
Indeed, you are quite right that ideally when the retail sector does well, it certainly bodes well for the manufacturing sector, the wholesale sector. But you'd recall that in the last survey results, it was non-consumer goods that were not performing quite well. And these are things such as material ores, building materials, chemicals, etc. What we're beginning to see here is that those particular retailers are starting to perform quite well. And this is linked to the mere fact that we're starting to see a pickup in the construction sector as well as the manufacturing sector. So that certainly boosted the sales of the non-consumer goods guys. But from our consumer goods guys, it's your food, your beverages, your clothing,
yes,
which we know that a number of people were purchasing their winter clothing now relative to last year due to the lockdown restrictions.
Mm. The motor trade sector has gone through the mill, But obviously it's not been as resilient as the wholesale and retail sectors. But you've also registered quite good news with that sector. That's up 33 points to 63 points in the second quarter. Does this reflect bumper car sales in the period? And if so, what's driving that, given that we always hear about, you know, the consumer is struggling? I know you've already talked about the more well-heeled consumer, but the vast majority of people have actually been struggling during the period.
Precisely. Even here, there's a bit of the base effects, because you'd recall the motor trade sector came to a complete halt in the second quarter last year. So we asked new dealer retailers whether or not their sales are up, down, or remain the same relative to last year. And if in those results, we are able to see that last year in the second quarter, sales were literally at minus 100. So there's a base effect there also as well. But
yeah.
what we're beginning to see is that the purchasing of new vehicles in terms of sales volumes also coincides with what we're seeing with durable goods retailers, where high income earners are basically feeling a bit more confident to go out and buy durable goods and large ticket items.
Yes. Now, what are some of the headwinds confronting the consumer for the balance of the year that could impact the performance of the sectors that we're looking at?
Indeed, several risks do lie ahead. As you know, that South Africa is in the midst of a third wave of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Amid our very slow vaccination rollout, which could see renewed lockdown restrictions, certainly harming the sector. But we also have a relatively weak labor market, as well as the issues with the power supply with Eskom, which certainly do not bode well. But I'm more specifically worried about non-durable goods retailers, particularly given the knock that we continue to see for low-income earners, where we have the cancellation of the top-up grants as the social relief grants, etc., which were contributing significantly towards those retailers. So collectively, that grants would contribute around about 20 billion in extra income per quarter for low-income consumers. But we're also beginning to see that food inflation is on the rise, electricity prices are high, and these low-income earners also only received below inflation grants adjustment during the February budget. So certainly, low-income consumers remain under pressure, and that will certainly not bode well for the non-durable goods guys. But I must say, Nompumelelo, that I think although it's important to emphasize on these considerable risks, I do think that these second quarter results nevertheless do point to positive trends. And it also points to the stronger than anticipated growth in the trade sector during the second quarter of 2021.
Yeah, no, that's positive. Just to touch on one of the areas that you raised in terms of headwinds, how worried are you about South Africa's third wave of corona infections and the fact that for a number of reasons, our national vaccine rollout program has hit a number of speed bumps? And the possible further harm that this could do to the economy?
Yeah, we're actually quite worried about the third wave, given that we know that what the restrictions will do in terms of the sales volumes and the profitability of retailers. I don't think that South African retailers can be able to afford another lockdown. Already we're seeing the impact that lockdown has had on the services sector, where a number of businesses are closing down. Likewise, the retail sector, if we were to have further lockdowns, that would certainly harm future prospects for retailers moving forward.
Tepo, thank you very much for your time and your insights there. That was Tepo Moloi. He's an economist at BER.